Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers, and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In the world, these weeks leading up to Christmas Day are old days of partying. People go to fancy parties, they cook special foods, they drink all of the cocktails, attend concerts and other holiday events. Here in Mankato, we have the lovely Christmas light display at Sibley Park. I went there the other night with my family. It was so beautiful. And yet, in the church, we are not yet in a season of feasting, but a season of fasting. This is the season of Advent. The word Advent means coming, and in the church, we are anticipating the coming of Jesus Christ. This season looks back to Jesus' coming and the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It looks ahead to Christ coming on the last day. And it looks towards Jesus coming to his people today in the Word and the sacraments. Since Jesus our King is coming, one of the wisest things for us to do is prepare our hearts for his arrival. Think about it. If you were to invite Jesus to your home, you'd be doing all sorts of preparing. You'd scrub the floors, wash the windows, dust the baseboards, clean up the cobwebs, and vacuum up all of those little dust bunnies under the cabinets. You'd get a haircut, take a shower, put on nice clothes. We would do all of those things and more. But Jesus isn't just coming into our houses, but into our hearts. He's not so much interested in the dust on your fan as he is the dust on your Bible or the fidelity of your faith. In order to prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus, one of the things the church has done is to have a season of fasting. Advent is a penitential season of fasting. Just as Lent is a penitential season looking ahead to the feast of Easter, so is Advent a penitential season looking ahead to the feast of Christmas. But in the midst of the penitential season, this Sunday is known as Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete means rejoice, and it comes to us from the intro of the day. Let me read it to you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sin. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? I will hear what God the Lord will speak. This life is often filled with much darkness, much sadness and sorrow. And Christmas often brings to mind many memories from the past, and unfortunately, it also brings to mind many, many things that are now missing from our lives. You think of your childhood, the friends you played with down the street, running around like hooligans with your siblings, sitting in your room after being punished, the hugs, the kisses from your mom, your dad. If you're older, you remember Christmas with your wife, and then with your children. You remember them breaking in to the presents and to the joy on their faces, You remember traveling to your relatives and eating your grandma's pie or her stuffing. But in your reminiscing, you begin to take note of who is all gone and how things have changed. Indeed, this season can be a very somber time of year. Nevertheless, in the midst of a dark and cold season of the year, we are reminded to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Even when things are sad, we rejoice in the Lord. For the Lord has redeemed his people from their sins. He promises that there will be an end to our suffering. He will revive us again. He always shall speak peace to his people. The Lord Jesus Christ has come in order to dwell among his people through all of their suffering and sorrows. Isn't it amazing that the Creator of all things, the one who is sustaining our hearts and our breaths, even now at this very moment, he was born of the Virgin Mary. Joseph and Mary were normal people. They were not royalty living in a palace. And so Jesus was born in a barn, among the sheep and the donkeys, wrapped in a swaddling cloth like any other baby. You would think the king of all would be dressed in silk and other soft things, but instead his bed was made in normal swaddling cloths and rough hay. I know the beloved's hymn says he never cried, but I have no doubts that he cried. Every baby does. For in being born of man, he entered into our heart, into our tears. He was a man of sorrows, experiencing the worst agony our world has to offer. He did this all on purpose in love and mercy for us. For in his shed blood on the cross, we find the hope of all the world who bled and died for us. For by his death we are healed of every ailment of body and soul, forgiven our sins, and dressed with immortality. When we were united with Christ in baptism, his suffering was made our own, and our suffering was made his own. The sorrows and heartaches, the pain and the suffering, the loneliness and fear, are all now carried by Christ our Lord and a Savior. He joins us in our sorrows in order that we may join him in his joys. He put on the swaddling cloth in the manger and stripped of all robes on the cross in order that we may put on the robe of his righteousness. Dear Christians, let us rejoice and be glad in him, for the Lord is good and his steadfast love endures forever. When I think of this season of the year, this season of Advent, which is a pensive season, one of the hymns that sticks out to me as being a quintessential Advent hymn is O Come, Emmanuel. If you'll indulge me a little bit, allow me to sing you a few of these stanzas so that we might comment on them briefly. O come, thou branch of Jesse's tree, free them from Satan's tyranny, that trust thy mighty power to save, and give them victory o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Isn't it lovely? Did you hear those words? O come, thou branch of Jesse's tree, free them from Satan's tyranny, that trust thy mighty power to save and give them victory o'er the grave. Jesus, he is the branch of Jesse's tree. He is the shoot that has sprung forth from David's lineage, who has come in order to free us from Satan's tyranny, that tyranny to sin, the tyranny over death, that we might trust the Lord's power to save us. He indeed gives us victory over the grave. What a reason to rejoice! The Lord has given us victory over the grave, and if we have victory over the grave, then we have everything. You have everything, dear Christian, because you have victory over the grave. Not even death can defeat you. Satan himself has been crushed beneath the Lord's feet. You are victorious in Christ. And therefore, Jesus, the key of David, he has come, and he opens wide our heavenly home. You have a home without sorrows, a home with no more tears. There is a home that you will have one day where it'll never be lost. We talked about reminiscing the past, reminiscing in Christmases gone by and how those days cannot come back. Do you know that there is a home you have, which cannot be taken away from you, that heavenly home? Memories will be made there, memories which cannot be lost. Friendships that are never broken, family that never leaves. O thou key of David, come, make safe the way that leads on high. Close the path to misery. O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. The Lord draws near to you, dear Christian, and he disperses the gloomy clouds of night. Death's dark shadows, they are put to flight. Indeed, as the refrain sings, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.